It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by National Agriculture Day. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. I'm Max Armstrong, and I'm honored to tell you about Ag Day 2019. The Agriculture Council of America proudly celebrates the wholesome contributions of our country's farms and farm families each March on National Agriculture Day. We celebrate because agriculture is at the heart of our country's health and prosperity. It's our backbone, the fabric and fuel of American ingenuity. Quite simply, it's food for life. The Agriculture Council of America and our esteemed industry partners invite you to celebrate National Agriculture Day on March 14th, 2019. You can find ideas for planning your own Ag Day events on the National Ag Day website. That's agday.org. We invite you to join us as we pay tribute to the wholesome contributions of America's farmers. Agriculture, food for life. The police superintendent of Chicago and a judge in Cook County, Illinois, both African Americans, made it very clear yesterday how unhappy they were about those racially charged allegations of actor Jussie Smollett, claims that police say were false. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson said that Smollett, as he put it, slapped everyone in Chicago in the face by making claims that the police say were nothing but lies. The actor spent the day in jail yesterday before bonding out. Iowa Congressman Steve King confirmed yesterday he will run for a 10th term as an Iowa lawmaker. The Republican congressman has been criticized and even stripped of committee assignments in Congress over remarks about race attributed to him. In a taping of Iowa Public Television's Iowa Press Program, which airs this evening, host David Yepsen asked King, "Are you sorry for anything you've said?" Congressman King said he's been misquoted by the New York Times and the Washington Post and that he has nothing to apologize for. From This Week in Agribusiness, U.S. and Chinese trade negotiators met in Washington for 9 hours yesterday. The negotiators have struggled this week to overcome differences on specific language to address the tough U.S. demands for structural changes in China's economy. The issues include an enforcement mechanism that would ensure that China complies with any agreements. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue yesterday called China's pledges to purchase agriculture products premature. He said those proposals are all contingent upon a grand deal, and the real issue is structural reforms regarding intellectual property and enforceability of those types of provisions. But Perdue told reporters yesterday, the United States could quickly recover its lost agricultural markets in China if a deal is struck. So, some people already have their tax refunds, and they got them in 1 week? Maybe this is what it'll take to get you off the dime, to get you to act early this year, to not have you waiting until the 15th of April to file. Now, a refund in 1 week is probably more the exception than the rule, but the Internal Revenue Service says most refunds ought to be issued in less than 21 days. Historically, 3/4 of Americans get a tax refund, and they average just under $3,000. How's that for motivation? Will that get you started? You procrastinator. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.